I'm Kevin.
And I'm Rooster.
From Paranerds.com. And you're listening to the Classic League Podcast. Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 34 of Classic Leap. My name is Tony, here with my friend Scott. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good, man. This is a little eerie. We're actually recording in a different location today.
Beam me up, Scotty.
That's right.
Sorry, I've been watching the original series of Star Trek, so I'm kind of in the mood.
And for absolute good reason. But yeah, Tony came over. It's halftime right now. We're getting close to halftime of the Ohio State Arkansas game, so we decided to fit in an episode real quick.
Hey, and isn't Traverse from Arkansas?
Traverse is.
Eat it, Traverse.
Go, Traverse.
Eat it, Traverse.
I hate the Bucks. But anyways, it's cool being over at my house recording this week.
It's
a lot of fun. And yeah, ready to talk about some video games,
man. Cool for one of us, you.
Yeah. Pain in the butt for you to come all the way out here.
No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, we got some fan mail to start episode 34. Gooch Douchebag wrote in.
That's right.
A weird first and last name.
It is. I think he goes by Gooch.
Okay. Gooch wrote in. So he says, "Hey guys, I love the show, but you should never kid about giving another man superhero tights. Seriously, I got into the beta for DC Universe Online for PS3. I've been trying to download the client, but despite leaving the console on for days at a time, the download has yet to finish. Insert frowny face, asterisk. I'm definitely interested in the game and IP, but was hoping to try the beta first. After the sad release of Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah.
It is 14.
14, yeah, it's 14.
I'm being a bit more cautious with any MMO purchases. However, if the first impressions are solid and the beta is good, I'll be down for some crime fighting. You guys rock. The boy wonder." Those comments are in response to me calling Gooch out saying, "Hey, if you get DC Universe Online, I'll get it. I'll be Batman and you can be my boy wonder." And I have to disagree with you, Gooch, because you say you should never kid another man about being in superhero tights. But as I responded back in my email, Robin Hood men in tights, those were some badasses.
That movie is just incredibly funny. Oh my God. Mel Brooks, you know what? Even in his older age, when he was making that movie, nailed it.
I know.
So many good one-liners.
We're men in tights. We roam around. Okay, never mind.
Hey, Blinken. Hey, Blinken.
Hey, Blink. What?
No, hey, Blinken.
Anyways, that movie kicks ass, so don't give me your crap, Gooch, about you can't be sweet in tights. I wear them every... I mean, yeah.
I'd be offended if I was Gooch, I'm just saying.
Okay, well anyways, hopefully we get the chance to try out DC Universe Online. And I want to take this time to personally thank Gooch and the Douchebag for rekindling my interest in Mass Effect.
That's right, man. You've been addicted. You talk about this game every single day.
Dude, okay, so here's the deal. Here's my history with Mass Effect. When it first came out, it looked cool. My wife and I were getting ready to have our first child.
Okay.
We just had our first child. And so my friend from London, Ohio, bought me a copy for Christmas when it first came out, when it was $60, sent it to me. I played it for probably 30 minutes and that's all I played it. My life was really busy. I couldn't seem to get into it right at the beginning. And I just didn't kind of push through that. And so I've never picked it up again. Well, all of this talk from GNDB and like the second one heavily being improved, I like stuck in the first one again. I'm hooked now, dude. I played it probably 10 hours in the last 3 days. I'm pumped. I'm trying to get through it because I really want to get to the second one. I even bought Mass Effect Galaxy, which sucks ass. It's on iPhone, just to try to get the story.
Dude, you're turning into Douchebag because he's read some of the literature that's been released, like books and comics and all that. So you're even playing crappy games just so you can learn more about the realm.
I basically see myself as a plus-size Commander Shepard. I'm just saying. But anyways, thanks for rekindling the interest in Mass Effect, you guys. We love your show. GoochandTheDouchebag.com is where you can hear their awesome podcast.
I am going to be trying to play through Mass Effect 1 and 2 this year as well.
Yeah.
I've got some other games in my queue that I'm going to play through first. But I listened to their whole spoiler cast. on Mass Effect 2, and I remember listening to it on the way out to your place when we were recording some of our first episodes. Thank God I remember nothing.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember is I'm talking about some sort of a mechanic with driving less actually improved the game, and we had talked about that when they were guests on the show. That's all I remember, so I'm really lucky, because I remember listening to that episode going, oh, I can listen to a spoiler cast. I'm never going to play Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's before you had a 360.
Yeah, so here I am. But yeah, guys, that's very cool. Love your energy about the game. You definitely got us excited about it. And yeah. I'm going to be buying Mass Effect 1 and playing through it. And Tony already bought us both copies of Mass Effect 2. So.
Yeah, it's coming in the mail right now.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, man, let's get to the next bit of, I guess, literature that was sent in. This is from Balzac.
Balzac?
He went ahead and left a comment on the episode, which, again, is awesome. Everyone go back and read his stuff. It's really good. So, he was listening to this podcast while playing Pure Solar on Sega Genesis. I haven't talked about Pure Solar at all because I don't really care for RPGs. Do you know about Pure Solar at all?
No.
Basically, it's a brand new Sega Genesis game. Just got released in limited quantity. It's a brand new game, and RPG.
Wow.
So there's a big buzz, especially, I know Hemrock on the Retro League, I don't know if he's got a copy yet or not, but he's talked about it, he pre-ordered, clearly Balzac got one, so.
How do you get it? You just buy it?
You had to be on the ball.
Oh, damn.
Now it's selling for like gangbusters on eBay or whatever. So he was playing Pure Solar, and he says, it was interesting with how Scott was really talking about all of his Christmas memories and what he got for Christmas. Sadly, I only got a shirt and enough money to buy the Sly Collection. Not really sure what the Sly Collection is. Do you know? You may know if maybe that's like Sylvester Stallone, like movies? Or if that's like an actual video game.
I don't know.
Balzac, write in. Let me know about that.
If we sound stupid, we're sorry.
It's because we are. But he said it's also a surprise that the Black Ops, or it's not a surprise that Black Ops is the most pirated game of the year. But it is a surprise that it did not lower sales, because the same situation happened to Assassin's Creed, and it lowered the sales on the PC version game dramatically. So he goes, anyways, my question for both of you is, do you watch video game award shows at all? Just wondering, because mostly there are not many good ones, and the ones that I watch are from Classic Game Room, who we've talked about before,
yeah,
as well as the year award shows with Gooch and the Douchebag. So let's go ahead and, he does say Happy New Year, if it, already is New Year for us. When he wrote this, I think that it actually might have been New Year here. And I don't know if I'm recalling this correctly. I think he lives in California and we're in Ohio. So those are three different bit of time. So my New Year's was awesome. I had an absolute blast. Actually played some Guitar Hero. So I had some video games creep up on New Year's. Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, I was in bed by 10.
Oh, you are so lame.
I am. I'm fine with it.
So, do you watch any award shows? Did you, like, even...
Oh, I listened to GNDB's.
Yeah.
I've listened to both of theirs, or the one from last year and then this year.
Yeah, I love theirs.
Yeah, it's great. And what I really do is I don't... we don't have, like, tons of cable channels and stuff like that, so I don't watch any that are on TV.
Was he into the VGAs from Spike or
no,
anything?
No, but what I do is I stay up with them through internet news. Like, I subscribe to blogs, and I read a ton daily on internet news. So I stay up with, like, the Game Awards, and I was pumped at, VGCs, you said, is that what it's called?
Video Game Awards.
Yeah, VGA, sorry, duh. Yeah, and so I was pumped that they showed the Mass Effect 3 trailer there.
I think they also did Uncharted 3 trailer. It was also released, and they did some others. Cool.
So, like, I always catch up on the next day through different sites around the web and stay up that way, but as far as watching them live or something like that, not really.
I actually did watch parts of this year's Spike Awards. I've never watched them before. So to answer your question, Balzac, I watch the same ones you do. That's pretty much it. I rely on YouTube heavily for people's opinions on that. But this year I actually recorded it, and it had nothing to do with video games. I saw that one of the live performances was from Jose Gonzalez, and he wrote a song that's in Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
And it actually caught a lot of flack. There was a lot of people like saying it was gay, and that it was like a really wussy song, and I'm sorry, if you don't have any appreciation for the talent that Jose Gonzalez has, then you shouldn't be critiquing music, period. He's one of my favorite artists. His song Crosses is incredible. I've bought his two first CDs, Day of Release. My brother and I, we went and saw him on OSU's campus.
Okay.
In the arts building, actually in the arts building.
Oh, nice.
And it was just him and then two small percussion people that also sing with him. It's just, Jose Gonzalez is amazing. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
I hope that any of our listeners will go and give him a chance if they were giving some flack, because Jose Gonzalez is amazing, and his performance at the VGAs was incredible.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, I recorded it just because I wanted to watch the music performance of an artist I like a lot.
Okay.
And I don't know, a lot of our listeners might not know this, but I'm much more of a music person than I am a video game person. I have more of a passion for listening to music, and I follow that a little bit more closely than video games. And, yeah, you know, it was really good, and I would encourage everyone to check out that performance. And actually, speaking of songs, I'll throw this in there real quick.
Okay.
For those of you that, actually probably all of you, listen to Tiger Claw Radio, if you heard the new one, I think it was episode 57, Critical Failure went ahead and released a song that he and I collaborated on. This is more of a proof of concept versus anything that's really great. But basically, he sent over some harmonica tracks and some percussion tracks, and I went and I played two different guitar parts, and we covered Paperboy. So I'll put up a little link so you guys can check out.
It's good.
You know, check out our cover of Paperboy. It's got kind of a campy, sort of a cute feel to it. But I'm proud of it. You know, it was a lot of fun to do, and we've decided that we're going to put together an EP.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to put together a collection of five or six songs, and his question of the week is, what are some songs that you'd recommend for us to play? So, TigerClawRadio@yahoo.com. If you have any suggestions on songs that you'd like Critical Failure and I to attempt to cover, send those suggestions into TigerClawRadio@yahoo.com. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. It was. Yeah. I had an idea to try to... I've never collaborated on a song remotely like that. He's in Maryland, and you know I'm in Ohio, so it was really weird to send you know files back and forth, like, "Hey, check this out," and all that. So
yeah,
but yeah, I hope people enjoy it, and I hope that we get some good response on some suggestions. So
cool,
Balzac, amazing email. Sorry that your Christmas wasn't up to snuff as far as stuff you got, but it's not about what you get. You know, I hope that what you took most from what I talked about was it was playing games with my family that was most meaningful. So, you know, I'm
hoping you got like 10 games.
I got a lot of games, but I'm really hoping that you took from that I really did enjoy spending the time with my family, and you know, hopefully that your family and friends were also a good joy for you to be around as well. So, thanks for commenting, man. I'm excited for you to listen to this episode.
Yeah, good stuff.
And we have one more, right?
Yeah, Kevin from the Paranerds.
He's the man.
I
love that show. Paranerds,
it is a good show.
Paranerds.com.
Uh-huh. It's a good show. I listened to a few episodes last week while we were working. So
yeah, yep.
Yeah, I love saying that. I listened to podcasts while I was working.
You know what? We don't need to do other stuff sometimes.
So. Hopefully our president isn't listening to this right now.
You know what? If he does, it shows some initiative on our part. So Big T, give us a raise because we're go-getters. We got good ideas.
That's right. Or fire us.
Or fire us. And then we're 100% Classic Elite.
That's right.
It doesn't turn into a hobby anymore.
Nice.
Live and die.
Anyways, Kevin from Paranerds wrote in. He says, "Hey, listening to your podcast in a giant line at my local liquor store. Let's just say it's so big that I have time to put it in my... to put my basket of love down and type this message. It is New Year's Eve and you guys are making this line fly by. Anywho, one of the worst purchases I made this year was Modern Warfare 2 map packs. $15 for 3 new maps. Rip off. Then again, it was my dumb move. Also, Final Fantasy 13. How I regret purchasing that game, .. at full price, .. on Xbox 360.
Oh, that's a kick
that
in
is,
the junk.
That's a shaft. Anyways, have yourself a happy new year, and to all your families and listeners, take care, Kevin sent from my BlackBerry smartphone.
That's right. I've got a quick comment that I want to bring up about that. Go to paranerds.com. Kevin, I mentioned, writes articles about gaming. And the biggest disappointment game, I think, is the title of the article. But he talks in depth about why Final Fantasy XIII was his biggest disappointment as far as gaming was concerned this year. What was a bad purchase you've made gaming this year?
Oh, gosh. Let me think.
Because I've got one, and it was only a dollar. And it still counts as my worst purchase of the year.
Yeah, I've probably made some dud app purchases for my iPad.
Some apps. Yeah. I downloaded Try Not to Fart. I know I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But man, I downloaded that stupid game, and it's a pattern-based game. So, theoretically, it could be enjoyable, like Guitar Hero, because that's just pattern-based. Stupid.
It's really hard to.
It was a dollar, and I'm still pissed. I regret that one bad. Yes. So, anyways, yeah, Kevin, thanks a lot for writing in, man.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners are enjoying some new stuff to listen
Final
to.
Final Fantasy 13, full price.
Ah, man, that's a...
Can get it right now for like $20.
I know, that one stings.
Sorry, dude. And, well, I think the map packs are worse, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you know what?
I got bored enough with the normal Modern Warfare 2 map packs.
He was talking about this on the show, and he's like, it's my own fault. You know, he's not mad at anybody else because he didn't have to purchase them, but he did anyways. So I think that's a really good approach. You shouldn't be mad at games you bought that are stupid because they suck because you bought it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. Good stuff over at the Paranerds.
All right. So I think we're up for the retro portion.
We are.
What do you got for us?
Well, as far as what I've been doing retro-wise, my girlfriend and I have been playing Super Mario 3 together. And having an absolute blast doing it. As I mentioned, I did get the All-Stars collection for the Wii. Again, guys, it's only $30. It's worth it. It's not a ripoff. I know that some people are disappointed, but I'm very happy with it.
I'm at your house for the first time in a while, and I get to see the packaging of it. It's really awesome. I mean, just that alone would make me want to buy it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think. So, we've been playing some Super Mario 3. This is not anything towards Gooch. I'm done right now. I will not make fun of Gooch ever again for Super Mario 3, because he's going to beat it this year, and he's caught enough flack for it already. So, yeah. But that's my girlfriend's favorite Mario game, is 3. So we were playing through that, and one thing that we accidentally stumbled into, we only turned on one of the Wii remotes, not really paying attention.
Okay.
And I only have one classic controller. If you only turn on one Wii remote, we both just share the classic controller. And dude, it's such a difference playing with the classic controller over with the Wiimote.
It's gotta be.
So definitely would recommend picking that controller up for $20. It's a very, very cool investment if you do like to play the Wii. And then we also have finished Kirby Epic Yarn, finally.
Oh, you finished it?
I finished it.
Nice.
It's amazing the whole way through.
Yeah.
I if someone would have said that there's a platforming game that you don't die in, I would have thought, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
There's no incentive. Man, it is fun.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good replay. So we're actually going to go back and try to collect items because there's other things that you can collect throughout the game. So I definitely would recommend Kirby Epic Yarn. And honestly, this is a game that I would recommend at full price, $50.
Wow.
It really is 100% worth it.
Well, and see, then, if I get a Wii again, like I want to borrow all the games you got for Christmas. Because you bought Donkey Kong before.
But that's new.
Mario and Kirby, like those. I mean, I want to play those three games really bad. I just want to borrow the All-Star Collection just to check out the,
It's fun. And and the thing is they didn't updo the resolution, but do you remember when we were talking about playing games on the 360 that weren't up-res, but they look good because they were, even though it was an 8-bit, 16-bit game, it still looks good on the HDTV versus plugging in your actual Nintendo?
Yeah.
It looks way better through my Wii than it does hooking my Nintendo up to my TV.
Wow.
So if you're kind of a junkie when it comes to, audio quality and video quality, it's definitely worth it to play it through the Wii. Or I guess Virtual Console probably has the same effect. I don't buy very many virtual console games, so yeah. I buy more WiiWare stuff if I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the last thing that I want to talk about this week.
Okay.
Is this Saturday, schedule's permitting, but it will happen this winter. Dude, there's a country club in Toledo, which is like 45 minutes away from us.
Yeah.
They've got an indoor driving range, and I don't mean like hitting your sand wedge in a dome.
Yeah.
It's a full-on golf simulator in netting, and you use your own golf clubs and play all these different courses, and you hit into a screen.
Oh, wow.
And, douchebag, I hope that you have something like this within an hour, hour and a half drive of you. Because, oh my god, dude, it's unbelievable.
Was this a Christmas present? Or was
no,
this
my buddy and I, we did it last year. Okay, get this. Not only does it take about 2 hours to play golf, so you actually feel like you went and played a little bit.
Yeah.
It's inside, and so you see snow everywhere, and you're still playing golf, but it feels real. There's a bar, so we're just buying pitchers, and it's the coolest video game I've ever played. Like, they've got a big touchscreen monitor next to you, so you can, like in Tiger Woods, look at the hole from all these different angles.
Oh, wow.
Before you start, you can select, like, 20 or 30 different courses, and I was shocked. It felt pretty, pretty darn accurate.
Okay. I was wondering about the accuracy.
Now, putting sucks, but putting is when it turns into, like, a video game feel. Now, I've played a lot of golf. I'm officially right now a 12 handicap. Even though I'm not a great golfer, I'm above average. So I know what happens when, you know, a club feels a certain way when I strike the ball.
Yeah.
And when I know that I sliced it or I pushed it or if I know I duck hooked it, it did it on the screen.
That's awesome.
So the only thing that sucked, though, was what putting really, they don't have that down. They just flat out don't. Because you have to, it's really, it's almost convoluted the way that they do it because there's all these different lines like on the mat that you hit off of.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to place the ball on the proper line and then putt into the screen. And sometimes it doesn't read the putt.
Okay.
Because it doesn't hit the screen hard enough. So you're in a situation where you might have hit it perfect, but you're not hitting it the right way according to the screen.
Okay.
So by the time you do get it to register, you blow it like 5 feet past the hole. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, duffs were duffs. And a solid, smooth hit was good. And the thing that was impressive was it really does a good job tracking the velocity of the ball.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, I would say that I average driving between about 260 and 270. And that's really what it was on the screen. Like, we couldn't believe it. So my buddy Jason and I decided that this is something that we're going to do because we golf together a lot here in town. So
just like once a year, go up and do it?
We're actually going to do it like once a month during the cold months.
Oh, wow.
Because it's not that expensive.
Okay.
And you really get the golf bug out of you.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're not a golfer, but
no, I play.
When you're avid, yeah. You get the itch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so hopefully this weekend or the next, I'm going to get to go fake real golfing. And even if...
Fake real golf?
Even if you're not like an avid golfer, but you enjoy the sport and you like video games, it's freaking mind-blowing.
That's cool, man.
So, so cool. So,
that's cool.
Totally, please, if you have it around, go play indoor simulated golf. And, yeah, DB, man, fingers crossed for you that you have one around you.
That's cool. I'm going to have to check that out.
Cool stuff. So, even though I talked about Kirby and this space-age technology of playing indoor golf, that's kind of my retro portion. But, yeah, go play Super Mario 3 as well.
Cool. I have something to add to the retro portion.
Do it.
Cool. I found a Sega Saturn today, finally.
You did. You did.
So, I went to this, I've seen, like, this, I don't even know how to explain it. You could just tell it's kind of like, there's no website, there's no major advertising, but it's called Midtown Media. It's in the town Scott and I live in.
Wasn't that like an old, like, rundown tool shop?
Yeah, back in the day? Was. And so it's beside like this popular ice cream shop in town. And so I heard about it and I finally drove past and saw where it was. And I saw it. It's like, you kind of get a feeling when you're on Craigslist in your area and then you see them like every day advertising games that they have and stuff. And you're like, okay, so, and then you find out they have a Facebook page, but no website. So no way to tell what they have there. They advertise music, movies, and games. And so, you know, I went in there today and I've been looking for a Saturn for a long time, you know, and I know like I can find a deal around $30.
Yeah.
You know? But it was interesting because, you know, most game stores like that, if they have a Saturn, they try to get $50 out of it and kind of rip people off a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, some Saturns...
Because they paid $30 for it.
Yeah, some Saturns are going $50 online, but or more. I mean, I know there's ones going more if you get, like, a special import from Japan or one with the original box or something like that.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting a Saturn for a while. It's a system I had when I was brand new in high school, and then, I don't know what happened to it. I sold it or something, which... I'm pissed at myself for selling half the system it had back then. But anyways.
So you bought it?
Yeah, so I'm looking around the game store, and I don't see a Saturn anywhere. I see they have some great retro games there. Maybe we'll get to share some of them on the show someday. But they have some great retro games there, and I'm looking around, and the guy is like taking forever to help this young couple that's in there. And I'm thinking, like, dude, I just want to ask you if you ever get a Saturn in, you know?
Yeah.
And finally, I was getting ready to leave, and then I decided to wait. And I was like, do you guys ever get Saturns in? And the guy, like, he got, like, a smile on his face. And I was like, he's like, yeah. And I was like, do you have one now? And he goes, yeah, it's right back here. He goes, I don't have any controllers, though. And he felt really bad about it. He's like, but I fire it up, the disc spins, but it gets stuck at, like, the select a language screen, and he doesn't have any Saturn controllers besides one brand new one that he doesn't want to open.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And so I'm like, how much do you sell these for? And I'm expecting him to say, like, $50, but I'll give it to you for $45. And he's like, no, we easily sell them for $30. I was like, really? And he goes, I said, how much will you give me that one for? Because it doesn't have any controllers. He goes, I'll give it to you for $20.
That's such a
it's
good
in great
price.
Shape, though, man. It works. Nice. It seems to work well. Plus, he threw in 5 games, 3 sports games, and I forget what the other one is. 3 sports games, but he threw in a Dragon Ball Z in mint condition. Japan import.
Interesting.
And I looked on eBay and it's like $21 for the game.
Nice.
So he threw in like 5 games with it. I was like, that's cool. So I ordered 2 controllers for $3 a piece off of Amazon.
Very
after
cool.
Shipping came to like $8. But yeah, I'm pumped. I got a Saturn. I ordered NBA Jam Tournament Edition, so me and you can do a video. And
that'll be cool. I'm excited
yeah, I
about
mean,
that.
It's going to be embarrassing having your ass kicked on the internet famous
no.
Classic League TV.
I won't because the computer will let me get on fire and come back in the second half. Oh, shoot. Something I forgot to say that I promise I would say.
Okay.
Batman Arkham Asylum is not a $20 bargain bin game. I got scolded today because my girlfriend listened to last week's episode. And she was like, what the hell? You're selling me short. So my girlfriend's not a cheap ass.
You mentioned it on last week's show that you thought it was.
That I thought it was a 20. Yeah, yeah. Last week I had mentioned that I thought it was a $20 game. And it's not. But it's totally worth more than $20. When I said go get it, even if it's $20 and you can't find it cheaper, I did go look online. The cheapest I saw was $17. So
okay.
She probably, and she said it was a good bit more.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it was new. It was brand new. Amazing game. I'm about 20-25%, and it's just fantastic. So
that's cool.
Sorry, sweetie. Didn't mean to.
Don't call me sweetie.
Didn't mean to shortchange you there. Yeah. So, yeah, man. But the Saturn is.
It's exciting.
It's where it's at.
So.
Very cool. Now, we're going to have to go back through and look at some of Terry Terrifying's YouTube videos because he's talked about some absolute gems on the system.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll need to get.
Well, I mean, I was one of the early adapters of it. I remember, like, our house burned down when I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
And my dad took us out, like, we had, like, insurance money, obviously, rebuilding the house. And my dad was, he took us out, and he's like, I want to get you guys something fun, like, while we're living in this rental house. And I remember looking in the case, and even back then, I had a knack for, like, knowing what was happening. And like, I had 3 magazine subscriptions. I was,
okay.
Like, you know, and so the Saturn on paper blew the PlayStation 1 out of the water.
Yeah.
You know? And so these consoles had just been released. We're standing in Meijer, and I see both of them there. My dad's like, which one do you want? I'm like, sick of Saturn all the way. You
yeah,
know?
Obviously.
So it was like $200 or something crazy like that, and my dad got it for us. And We played Virtual Fighter 2, and like
that game blew me away. My friend had
it. I think it was Virtual Fighter is what it came with, and then yeah, but and then 2 eventually later. But dude, I love the Saturn and Panzer Dragoon. Like, man, that was to this day. I mean, I beat both of those on the Saturn, and they're a blast. And like those will definitely be ones I'm adding to my collection.
Nice.
So yeah, it's. I love the system, even though Sega effed up with everything. I mean, Sega to this day, it frustrates me. I can't imagine how much it pisses off the people who were in control back then. Like, I get frustrated because I stayed up to date on all that stuff, and I get so frustrated. The Dreamcast and the Saturn, they just blew it, dude.
There's a reason, and it's all Bernie Stoller. And there's a reason that when Gooch and the Douchebag are giving their ratings on games, 1 to 10, or 0 to 10, I think they say, and they're like, 10 being the greatest game of all time, or 1 or 0, the bowels of Bernie Stoller's asshole, or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a reason, like, that's just as putrid as gaming gets, is the marketing strategy that Bernie Stoller was in charge of.
And that you have two great systems that failed because of the marketing.
Yeah.
Like, so frustrating.
Because there's still good quality systems today. Yeah. It's not like the 64... that blew our minds then, and then now we look back and we're like, okay, like, Ocarina of Time was great, Mario 64 was great, but then there was a lot of garbage on the 64.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the Dreamcast now, and it, like, the graphically still, it impresses me.
I think I was so pissed because, like, I remember having both those systems, and it was like I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for just amazing games to start flowing in, and they just never did.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a few good on each system, and then it's like... I know the import, which I've never been into, but I'll start collecting some of the good things, but just like, that kept it alive for a while, but you know, I'm just...
They clearly just kept supporting, or quit supporting it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the...
Yeah.
I'm with you, man, so...
But it's exciting. I added it to my collection, so...
Cool.
So I think I'm going to jump into the modern portion.
Let's do that, man.
Awesome. Well, big release this week. DC Universe Online is coming out. I'm pretty excited about that. It comes out on Tuesday, so I don't know if I'm going to get it right away. I think I'm in the same bag as Gooch there. We're going to wait and see what some of the reviews are. But I did talk to him, and it might be the first MMO I delve into. So I tried Star Trek Online for, you know, 20 minutes, and I hated it because... I love Star Trek. I hate my mouse and keyboard, and my computer sucks ass.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that's why I'm so interested in OnLive, and I'm also interested in, like, MMOs coming to consoles, because it's so hard to be able to play those things on my PC, you know?
Yeah, and just with the way that my PC runs, I'm in the same situation that you are, where I hear PC gaming, and I immediately...
Just kind of cringe a little bit.
I do,
yeah.
And I know that I shouldn't, because there's some good games, but I do. I honestly do, and it's because my computer sucks, and I don't want to get my hopes up when I have a console that will run it no problem.
Yeah.
Like, Critical Failure got all of us Humble Bundle packs, and so I downloaded Steam. He totally, like, tricked me. I'm the most gullible gamer ever. You know, I hang out with you, and all of a sudden I've got all this crap. And then I'm talking to Critical Failure. Now I got all this crap on my computer.
Yeah.
So he convinced me to download Steam because the humble bundle that he got us, you know, it goes in Steam. So I download the games. Very fun. I'm going to do some reviews about them.
Okay.
But Alien Swarm, right? That's the free game everyone plays on Steam?
Yeah.
Crashed my computer to the point I was scared it wouldn't turn on again. And if I can't run the free thing that Steam gives out, like, for me to even attempt another like, serious game,
yep,
it's not even worth my time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to... I couldn't even run Super Meat Boy on this thing, I don't think.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't even want to try it. Maybe if it goes on sale for, like, $3 on Steam, I will.
Yeah. Some other downloadable content is coming out. Mass Effect 2 is going to get one more downloadable content pack before Mass Effect 3, which is exciting. They already have a couple. Gets me excited, since I'm going to play through it soon. I'm going to try to play through all the DLC for both episodes, and so hopefully that's cool. And just props to BioWare for continuing to support RPGs after the release. That's so awesome for people to do that. The other thing is, it's rumored that Epic is preparing a Gears of War Ultimate package, which will be released in February. And so that's pretty interesting. It sounds like it's kind of a marketing thing before Gears of War 3, I don't know. But it's probably going to be like Gears of War 1 and 2. No one's really certain of what it's going to be. Gears of War 1 and 2, maybe the Gears of War Connect project that's been rumored. I don't know.
You
can get both those games super cheap right now.
Yeah, well, so. by the name of it, I thought that it was going to be like some sort of a box set release.
No, it appeared on a couple game sites, according to IGN, for $29. So you know it's going to be like.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to be the first two, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. In other modern news, it's Vizio had made some important announcements leading up to CES this year. First of all, they're announcing two tablets. One is a phone running Android 2.2. The other is a tablet. I'm interested to see that. I like Vizio stuff.
Me too. And I've only seen the TVs. I don't know. I almost bought one of the sound bars that they have. You know,
they're they're $98.
Yeah, I almost bought one, but I went for a full stereo system instead. But yeah,
I like soundbar idea.
I've seen a demo of one, and it really impressed me. Yeah. At the time, it was a $700 Pioneer.
Yeah.
So, $100 Vizio, I'm not expecting the same quality.
With it in Walmart. It seems pretty decent.
You know, it's certainly way better than the crappy speakers on my LCD TV, but also on most LCD TVs.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it can hurt. So, the other big announcement on Vizio is they are claiming to be releasing a new line of 3D TVs this year, and supposedly probably the smallest ones will be under $300. So that would be cool just for the fact that, like, if you want a 3D TV, which suck ass, no, I'm just kidding, but if you want a 3D TV and you only have a couple $100, you know, if you have, like, maybe you can use it as a computer monitor too, I don't know, but it would be awesome, like, if it was, like, a 19-inch or 15-inch or something, just to have one. I mean,
yeah, for me, the way that I picture something like that working is, if my TV up in my bedroom craps out, yeah. I could see myself enjoying a 3D TV, like, in my bedroom, mm-hmm. where it's just going to be my girlfriend and I ever watching TV in there, where you don't need to have glasses for everybody. That seems like a way more feasible way to watch 3D
yeah.
than, like, in my living room, where I'm like, hey, you guys want to come over and, you know, watch the game? Two of us are going to enjoy it. The rest of you are going to look at fuzz. You know what I mean? So for it to be under $300,
yeah,
like,
I think it's cool.
I don't know, man. If I get, like, a really good Christmas bonus at work next year.
Well, yeah.
And who knows?
Well, Vizio is making some huge announcements leading up to CES, which is coming up real soon. And so the other announcement is that they've announced that their new TVs are going to have OnLive.
That's crazy.
Built right in. And this seems to be, like, the next wave. I don't like this stuff. I mean, in my perspective, anything that you build into a TV is dangerous. Like, I've always avoided the TVs that have the DVD players built in or VHS tapes. Now, these are different because they're software driven.
Yeah.
But still,
that's what, like, I was just going to say.
The way that stuff craps out still, like electronics and stuff, I just don't, you know, I don't trust, like, having, like, a computer board of some, I don't know, this sounds stupid, but the way I'm saying it, but, like, you know what I'm saying, like, extra stuff added to my TV that I can add from outside sources already.
It seems more of like a gimmick, and it's something that the heart and soul of that product is not the DVDs are good quality or that the game system's good quality.
Yeah.
It's just something else thrown in there for an enticement.
Yeah.
One to mark up the price.
But if the price was, Vizio seems to have the right price, so if I'm out in the market for a new TV, and I see a Vizio with this stuff built in, of course I'm going to buy it, though.
Yeah.
You know, I really like, Vizio is one of those brands that kind of came in there, and it has a really good reputation now.
It does. Their business, they came in as like a generic knockoff brand, and they've done such a good job with their quality that it's now, I believe that they sell the most number of high-definition televisions now.
Yeah, and you get there from taking risk. And so, like,
that's true. That's a good point.
You know, and so you take a risk with OnLive coming in. But, man, I've been thinking more and more about OnLive. And I know that a lot of the people who listen to our show aren't huge fans of it because there's, you know, digital distribution is kind of a scary thing. And I admit that, you know, I spent probably $120 across the past 3 years on iPod apps, iPad apps, things like that. But I've used those devices for, like, heavily the past 3 years, you know? And so I own that content, but if something ever happens to Apple, I'm screwed, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, but, okay, that's reality of digital content. But I don't know. I just think, like, on live, like, when I think about how frustrated I get with PC games, you know, And to think that there's some supercomputer somewhere that I can play it off of through an internet connection, I like the idea. I've talked about this before. And so, you know, OnLive, their goal, if you go to their website, their president says, we want to break barriers down. We want to go places that people tell us there's no way we can go. They're creeping on iPad. They're creeping on iPhone. They're creeping on, like, TVs now, like
Vizio TV. And quickly.
Yeah, and so the game selection is the area that needs to improve the most, in my mind, for OnLive. But it's cool to see them integrated into Vizio TVs. They're probably going to grab some gamers that way that they weren't expecting.
If I wasn't in a position where I am lucky enough to have a couple consoles, you know what, dude? I think I would be willing to pay a subscription. My girlfriend and I pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, what would be the difference of, you know, $14 or $15 a month to have unlimited gaming and you have a decent library now, but if they keep getting integrated the way they are,
yeah,
your concern with the game selection will go through the roof because people are going to look at it as a viable option to get their games there.
And I mean, I would consider that.
Why not? Big
time. Instant access to games, no waiting in the mail, no, you know, worrying about them being sold out or overpriced.
And if you, and we've talked in the past about it. It'd be nice if, you know, there was no compatibility issues between consoles. And, you know, you can talk about if one console would be better or several consoles is better. But this is almost a glimpse at multiple consoles all playing the same kind of games.
Yeah.
You have one spot to go, and these games are covering different areas. I'm excited to see where this goes, and there's a lot of potential. There really is.
Yeah.
This cloud computing that's going on is really going to blow our minds over the next several years.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So, some interesting news in marketing security this week, a couple stories.
Yeah.
First of all, the PlayStation 3 security was finally hacked, and it took a while, but it was finally hacked. And they say it was hacked for one reason, because Sony reneged on their option to allow you to install another OS.
They took Linux was what these guys were specifically pissed about.
Yeah. Now, when PlayStation 3 was marketed, it was marketed with the ability to install Linux and to install another OS. It was sold that way. It was given to us that way. Anyone could pull up that feature. Then magically one day we all get this update. We update our systems. Gone. I don't blame these guys.
No, you know, you can't back out of promises.
And that, I hate that in the gaming industry. I hate when people back out of promises. Just like Star Trek Online promised to come to consoles. It was marketed not the best. It hasn't made tons of money. And so now they're saying, well, we're just not going to bring the consoles down. I'm like, that pisses me off. That's like the 100th MMO that they've done that to.
I know. And the article that we were reading, remember how they were saying that there's not really anything that Sony can do about this? Based on the encryption that they used, they're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
You know, like Microsoft can at least, they've got the capability to at least take away your Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
And is able to void your warranty and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like with this, like, Sony's just kind of screwed, and these guys have released it, like, flat out, like, you can Google it, and it doesn't sound that complicated to do.
The problem with Nintendo is they said, we'll take away your online capabilities with the Wii.
Oh, but they didn't.
And really all the gamers are like,
we had them?
Online capabilities.
Oh, you mean you're going to take away the friend code?
The famous Wii soccer mom quote. It has Wi-Fi built in? I went over to someone's house. They were having trouble with their Wii, and they're like, can you look at this? I'm like, sure. The friggin' disc was in upside down.
That's the market.
For like a year. I'm like, okay. My Wii balance board isn't working.
Plug it
it's
in.
It's upside down.
Oh, God. People.
Damn it, I'm done being a soccer mom. That's what they're saying. That's what the crowd say. Anyways, so PlayStation 3 security hacked. The other interesting story, Nintendo releases some interesting comments about the 3DS. And so everyone's pumped about the 3DS. They stress that kids under 6 should only play in 2D mode, and that adults should not play the 3D mode for more than 30 minutes.
Oh, how'd this get past testing?
So I'm like, What in the hell?
How do they come out with a system that you can't play for more than a half an hour
without
potentially damaging your eyes?
So this was announced on, like, December 29th. It's January 5th or 4th, and we haven't heard any follow-up to the announcement.
No, they just put it out there, like, so, by the way, don't play it too long.
Supposedly, it might hurt your eyes. Now, I'm being serious, and, like, I've thought about this, and I'm not trying to sound like an old geezer here, but, you know, like, they're always talking about, like, what all these electronics are doing to us, and it's interesting because we're, like, the first generation to really grow up in the boom of hardcore electronics.
Yeah.
Like, so our age, like, around 30 is, like, we're the first generation where it's, like, all electronic stuff, you know? I think about that sometimes.
We're going to be dropping like flies at 55. Like,
our heads will just explode.
Oh, man. Well, I know that there's been a lot of studies done on like brain cancer, like a correlation between cell phone uses and brain cancer. It's scary.
Yeah. I don't mind dying at 50. I just hope I'm all the way through Final Fantasy 307 by then.
Interesting.
Anyways, yeah. So some interesting news. I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, that sounds like this, you know, so they're basically saying don't use the main feature of our console. And I wonder why it's like kids under 6 and adults. I'm like, and they're just thinking like teenagers are a waste anyways. So
yeah, that's all.
Who cares? But anyways,
they're like just
turn off the awesome switch. Stupid comments by Nintendo. But anyways,
well, they needed to come out and at least acknowledge it.
Why? Just sell them and then let people.
Oh,
eyes
wow. Oh, yeah, dude. You know what? What a nightmare that would be if they're like, oh yeah, maybe we knew about it. It'd be like the Toyota brake accelerator thing.
This is true. This is true.
Like, you blinded a generation, Nintendo.
Yes,
you blinded them.
You did. So.
So yeah, man.
Anyways, so that's the that's the interesting news from the modern industry this week. I also do want to comment on a deal of the week. I just want to say, if you're looking for a new router, go on Amazon. Their routers seem to be on sale right now.
Okay.
You can get some dual band, some draft N routers, really good prices, like $60 to $70, which I think is pretty good because in Walmart they're like over $100 for the dual band ones. So go to Amazon if you need a new router this week. That would be pretty awesome to, you know, speed up your gaming a little bit, increase the signal in your house, that kind of thing. So
help the soccer moms with their Wiis.
Oh, they're screwed. There's no hope.
Their Wii Fit Online.
There's no hope. Anyways, so that's all we have for this week. We do have some exciting interviews coming up. We'll leave those as a surprise for you guys.
We do.
So I'm pretty excited about some interviews. We haven't done one in quite a couple months, so.
That's right, and I'm very, very excited about those. And once we get through those, here over the next couple of months, I've talked about a buddy of mine, Nick, who had an Atari in his basement, and I did a lot of my original gaming growing up with him, and ran into him over the holidays. He loves the show. I didn't think
he was
still listening, and he wants to come on. So I told him, absolutely, man. We will Skype you in. He lives in Connecticut now, so
absolutely
won't be a problem. But he'd be great to like give some insight of like what a doofus I was.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So it'd be fun.
Yeah, okay, let's bring him on.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be great. Cool. Yeah, make sure you check out our review page, youtube.com/classicleet.
Mm-hmm.
Also check out classicleet.com. Stay up on the latest gaming industry news as well as what's happening with the podcast.
That's right. Search for us on iTunes. Please leave us a review or a rating. That's much appreciated.
Yeah.
And GNet Radio. Listen to us Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, GNet Radio. And one thing we haven't done in quite a while is give shout-outs of everyone that we go listen to. Retro Kaiser, Jerry Terrifying, Gooch the Douchebag, Tire Claw Radio, Retro League, Paranerds. They're new to the repertoire of Cast the List Off. Go listen to all of those people. They're all on our friends page. If you're ever bored.
Did you say Kaiser?
Yeah. I said him first.
Okay, gotcha.
So, everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 34.
Oh, we do have. Make sure you go buy games at Gamersgate for PC.
That's right.
Gamersgate supports us, and we appreciate Gamersgate, so make sure you buy games there. Also, make sure you go to J2 Games. J2Games.com is a great website. I hadn't heard of it until a couple months ago. I love it. I go there all the time now. You can go to J2 Games. We can actually get you 5% off of your purchases.
Okay.
If you use the code CLEAKED. C as in cat, L337, short for Gooch and the Douchebag. No, I'm just kidding. So
they put in CLEAT?
Yeah, so put in
L337.
So put in CLEAT at J2 Games. Now, go there, guys, because they have a great selection of retro and modern games.
Yeah, and their prices are incredible.
Really good. You can go there and get Saturn systems, games, Dreamcast, Nintendo 64, Nintendo, anything you want, pretty much. They have a nice selection of games. So go to J2 Games, use the checkout code CLEAT, and save 5%.
That's really cool that they're doing that for us.
It is cool.
And for our listeners. So, yeah, please go do that. And we'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good.